She is now the vice chair of the, or the co-chair, if you will, of the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, top of the hour. I always love it when we have Ron Futrell on because he always makes me laugh. He always makes me laugh. We're in the middle of March Madness. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We'll talk about that and UNLV, and we'll talk about the Golden Knights and a whole bunch more. And where can we see Ron Futrell this weekend on 8 News Now? That's the biggest question I have for the interview coming up at 8:05. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights returned to bad form in a loss to the Calgary Flames last night. They led 1-0 at the second intermission, but allowed 4 unanswered goals in the final period to lose 4-1 and snap their first winning streak in 5 weeks. They're back at the Fortress tomorrow to face off against the New Jersey Devils. A heartbreaking end to UNLV men's basketball season. The Runnin' Rebels had several chances to lose yesterday's game in the Mountain West Championship Tournament quarterfinals, but they wouldn't go away. Down by 2 points with seconds to play in regulation and San Diego State at the free throw line, UNLV took advantage of 2 missed free throws and forced overtime with a game-tying score at the buzzer. But the Aztecs were too much in overtime, beating the Rebels 74-71.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
So these wet roads bringing out some tough conditions on our Valley freeways right now. We're starting with one near the Spaghetti Bowl here. The 15 northbound before Charleston. Got the left lane blocked there on a transition ramp there. So watch for some slowdown there on northbound 15 approaching the Spaghetti Bowl. Also 95 southbound before Rancho. Still working that wreck. Good news finally at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Decatur. Flamingo eastbound at Decatur have been closed down for hours. Looks like they've got all lanes reopened now. In the southwest, watch for one at Blue Diamond and Buffalo and also one on the east side, Tropicana and Maryland Parkway. And the rain will hang around off and on throughout the day and tomorrow. Should clear up late Saturday night. Winds are back today, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Today's highs reaching the upper 50s, holding at 46 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day, including the fact that the Golden Knights had to come back from Canada without a win. I honestly thought this was going to be one of these games. It was going to be like a 2-1 game, and we'd be hanging on by our teeth. But it turns out that it was Calgary that came up with the big goals. Mark Thomas at the sports desk been following the story. Tough loss last night.
Well, it was a good run. I mean, we got two wins in a row for the first time since early February, and that ended last night with that 4-1 loss in Calgary. The Knights did have a 1-0 lead after two periods. Aiden Hill looked sharp. He was put to the test, too, several times through the first 60 minutes, and or 40 minutes, rather, and he had a shutout going, but answered with four unanswered goals, the Flames did in the final period.
You know, when you're on the road, they always talk about games that the home team doesn't put away early. They didn't put us away early, but they did come up with those big goals in the third period.
Calgary did, yes. And to be fair, their goaltender looked spectacular. Last name was Wolf, and he was just outstanding in goal. They really could have had a 3 or 4 goal lead. It felt like the Knights could have going into the third. But as it turned out, they led 1-0. And here's where they've been faltering lately. They have been giving up goals galore in the third period. 9 goals they've given up in the last 3 games just in the third period. And in fact, their last 14 games are averaging just over 4 goals allowed per game. Now, you've got to have a powerful offense to overcome that. And in those 14 games, they've only won 4 of them.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. We're getting towards playoff time. You get a sense of how good or how questionable the chances of making the playoffs are for this team?
Well, they're kind of hanging on right now. If it ended, they would have the final playoff spot in the West. They are an 8 seed. They'd be an 8 seed right now. I do think they'll make it. Playing like this, though, it's almost like they're clamoring to get out of a playoff spot. But do I think they'll make it? Yes, I think they'll finish with a 6-7 and probably 8 seed. I hope they don't. Obviously, I hope they don't miss it. But they're not playing like Stanley Cup champions here, and they're really not all that banged up. I mean, sure, they're missing Stone, but they've gotten some key players back in Eichel. Carrier returned last night for the first time in a while. Theodore's back after missing 33 games earlier.
Wow. Well, we will continue to follow it. Mark, thanks, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too.
There you go. Mark Thomas joining us at the sports desk. We're going to check in with Ron Futrell, top of the hour. Ron knows everything about sports. He's the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. We'll talk about UNLV men and women. The women play on. The men falter. I thought that was the game that they were going to win, the San Diego State win. I really did. I honest to God thought that they'd come through. They did not. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talk about stepping in it. That's what Chuck Schumer did yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate when he called out Benjamin Netanyahu. He needs to go. They need new elections in Israel. They need a new way of doing things. I don't know how this is going to play out, but this was Chuck Schumer. Let's go to cut two. This was Chuck Schumer, the majority leader Benjamin Netanyahu must go. That, according to Chuck Schumer. Listen to this.
The fourth major obstacle to peace is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has all too frequently bowed to the demands of extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir and the settlers in the West Bank. I have known Prime Minister Netanyahu for a very long time. While we have vehemently disagreed on many occasions, I will always respect his extraordinary bravery for Israel on the battlefield as a younger man. I believe in his heart he has his highest priority is the security of Israel. However, I also believe Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir, and as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. Prime Minister Netanyahu has also weakened Israel's political and moral fabric through his attempts to co-opt the judiciary, and he has shown zero interest in doing the courageous and visionary work required to pave the way for peace even before this present conflict. As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past.
Chuck Schumer, majority leader in the Senate, the man he works with all the time, every day, in fact, is Mitch McConnell. He is the Republican minority leader. And he criticized Chuck Schumer for the anti-Israel comments that were just reprehensible. This is cut number four, Mitch McConnell yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
The Jewish state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel at home and in captivity deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who slaughter innocent people and corrupt leaders of the Palestinian Authority, who have repeatedly rejected peace deals from multiple Israeli governments. And foreign observers who cannot keep these clear distinctions ought to refrain from weighing in. It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel. This is unprecedented. We should not treat fellow democracies this way at all. Things that upset left-wing activists are not of prime minister's policies. There is Israel's policies. Make no mistake, the Democratic Party doesn't have an anti-Bibi problem. It has an anti-Israel problem. Israel is not a colony of America whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington. Only Israel's citizens should have a say in who runs their government. This is the very definition of democracy and sovereignty. Either we respect their decisions or we disrespect their democracy.
Kellyanne Conway is somebody I have a a large amount of respect for. She was on with John Roberts yesterday, and her reaction to the Schumer comments, very, very interesting. This is cut three. Go.
I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. Of course, the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election, nor should we try. That is for the Israeli public to decide.
Kellyanne, I mean, it's kind of interesting that Schumer would be on the floor saying that at the same time the president is going to Michigan.
That's right. It's a 45-minute speech that the highest-ranking Jewish American in U.S. history, gentlemen, delivered, calling for Israelis to overthrow its current leader. I think that Schumer is really stuck between his own sympathies and the tremendous pressure that he's encountering among the radical left wing of the party, a party that's kind of left the Patrick Murphys of the world, God bless him for his service, behind. Mm-hmm. You've got Bernie Sanders and at least six or seven others saying, we're not going to give any more aid to Israel until you meet our conditions. They don't dare say condition aid at the southern border on anything. They're not even interested in that. But aid... for Israel, Sanders and other communists and the socialists in the Senate are pressuring Schumer. And look, I think Republicans hit back on this very quickly, and rightfully so.
Well, it will be interesting to see how much more flack Chuck Schumer gets. And will he be forced to pull back on that type of criticism of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. One thing he does say, that Chuck Schumer did say, is that Hamas has to have new leadership as well. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group. We also know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Okay, longlifemindset.com is almost 6 months old.
Right.
Can you share some of the stories that people have been contributing to the Long Life Mindset?
Yes. Well, I really want to give credit where credit is due, and that is KMZQ AM Radio, the station that you are all listening to right at this moment, has been responsible for sending about 5 to 7 people a week who have been signing and embracing the Long Life Mindset. You just have to put in your email address and your name. So we just send it to you immediately. And this is what it says. I recognize living a healthy, long life to 100 years and beyond is entirely possible. I embrace becoming a centenarian is part art and part science. I believe from this point forward that I am the artist and scientist of my own long life destiny. And here's a cute story about somebody that embraced the mindset and then sent this to me after they did. They, for years, had been saying, this is my last car. You know, I'm not ever going to really buy another car. This is my last car. I'm too old to buy another car. Who knows? I don't want to waste the money. And then in his mid to late 60s, this man embraced the mindset and realized that he had just pledged a mindset, if you will, to live 100 years or more, and said, I could buy 3 more cars by the time I'm gone, and went out and bought a brand new car, traded in his car and bought it.
There you go. You too can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com and on social media. You're invited to join the Long Life Era.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand. Together at the Aliante. That's right. Two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbara Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top Tribune, two of the top Tribune artists in the world, coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are really funny together. Advance tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. I want you to hear from Bernie Sanders. He wants a 32-hour work week. They had a hearing just yesterday. This was Bernie Sanders yesterday outside of the Senate chambers.
It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't get to ask a question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
I... You want to... Hold it. Okay. We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more,
pay their workers more, lower prices,
people not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to start paying their fair share of taxes. Thank you.
Sanders with Hillary Vaughn outside of the Senate chambers after a hearing on a 32-hour work week. Is that really what you want? I mean, are we going to pay people to not work? Is that the deal? Stay where you are. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. Ron Futrell will join us, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. We're going to talk about UNLV, men and women. We're going to talk about the Golden Knights. We're going to talk about the end of the Trop. I mean, we're like half a month away from the end of an iconic era down on the Strip with the passing of the Tropicana. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and...